Laudato Jesus Christus, Vatican and World News.
In the headlines this Saturday, March 29th, Pope Francis offers greetings to jubilees taking place in the Vatican. The death toll in Myanmar from Friday's devastating earthquake exceeds 1,000, and we speak to Myanmar's Cardinal Bo about the tragedy and his appeal for a ceasefire. In the Vatican, I'm Deborah Castellano-Lupov. First, turning to Myanmar, a disastrous 7.7 magnitude earthquake Friday struck the country's Mandalay region, killing over 8,000 people in Myanmar and several in Thailand, leaving hundreds missing. Preliminary estimates by the U.S. Geological Survey show that nearly 800,000 people in Myanmar have been within the zone of the most violent tremors. In a telegram on Friday, Pope Francis expressed his closeness to the populations of Myanmar and Thailand struck by the devastating quake, as Myanmar is already grappling with widespread displacement, with over 3 million people internally displaced. I spoke earlier to Myanmar's Cardinal Charles Mong Bo, president of the nation's bishops' conference and Archbishop of Yangon, who shed light on the whole situation and made appeals for the free passage of aid and for a ceasefire. How would you describe the situation, and what have you seen?
Myanmar has been having a torrid time for the last 4 years. And the earthquake came at a very sad time for our people. The areas affected are already affected by multidimensional crisis of conflict, the collapse of the economy, and huge displacement. I saw the poignant scenes of men and women rushing through the roads, seeking safety as the earthquake sent tremors through their bones. It was a shattering experience to see nature colliding with other forces in exacerbating our people's suffering.
What do people need most, and do you have an appeal to make?
Yes, we are deeply touched by the promise of support by the Catholic Church everywhere. The people need food, shelter, and medicine, and all life-saving materials. More than anything else, our people need peace, not the churning anxiety trickled by the multidimensional crisis. I have appealed to all the concerned for urgent humanitarian support and unimpeded access to the affected people. I have made an earnest appeal for the ceasefire by all the groups in hostility. Also, soon after the earthquake, I called for an urgent meeting and formed a response protocol named Mercy. Myanmar Earthquake Response Church Initiative, which we formed this morning, that will set up an emergency appeal and response. I have called for a wider meeting soon on Tuesday, coming Tuesday, including the church and the Caritas personnel from all affected areas. We are consoled by the sign of support from the church partners and the unwavering and the deeply touching messages. A message from the Vatican and our Vatican representative here.
Cardinal, what did the Pope's message of condolences mean to you and your people?
Yes, the Pope has been a very faithful shepherd to our people. After he visited especially Myanmar in 2017, it looked like the Pope had fallen in love with our people. Throughout the difficult time in the last 4 years, he showed great concern and support, and always putting expressing to pray for Myanmar these past months and years. His unending appeals for peace and reconciliation have constantly consoled our people. I am deeply touched that despite his recent sickness, his heart beats for our people, and his message comes as a soothing balm of consolation to our people.
What words of comfort and faith do you have, Cardinal Bo, for the suffering people of Myanmar and Thailand?
When the nature attacks, human beings forget all their differences. Human tears unite us. We survive as a species because we can be moved by others' tears. The tears and brokenness of people anywhere, in Thailand or in Myanmar, is human tears, tears of fellowship. We feel their pain. The world feels their pain, and we still stand shoulder to shoulder with all people in this moment of sorrow and help to heal their wounds and recover. We have shown this after tsunami. We have shown that after Nagi cyclone in Myanmar in 2008. We will overcome because compassion is the common religion in times of a natural disaster. Humanity will not only survive all disaster, but thrive through all disasters because we have a heart that bleeds for my brothers and sisters suffering. We stand with the people of Thailand and Myanmar.
Cardinal Bo, what are the greatest challenges for helping now in the country?
Yes, as the country is going on with the civil wars, the help could be hindered with the disturbances of the armed group. I mean, all parties that are involved in fighting from both sides. Therefore, as I mentioned above, reconciliation and dialogue and peace will be the only solution that would help our people. Of course, as for the moment, the church's personnel and the religious groups would be the best channel to bring assistance directly to the needy people.
That was Cardinal Bo of Myanmar, president of the nation's bishops' conference and Archbishop of Yangon, during our interview earlier. Turning to the Holy Father and the Jubilee, Pope Francis sent a message today to the missionaries of mercy gathered in Rome for their Jubilee as part of the Jubilee of Hope. In his message, the Pope recalled that God wipes the tears of every penitent sinner with his invitation to conversion and forgiveness. Devin Watkins reports.
As missionaries of mercy hold their 2025 Jubilee in Rome, Pope Francis has reaffirmed his prayerful support for their mission to bring God's forgiveness to our broken world. The Pope expressed his gratitude and encouragement for their work as confessors. During the 2016 Extraordinary Jubilee of Mercy, Pope Francis commissioned priests from dioceses around the globe to hear confessions and grant absolution for several sins which are normally reserved to the Holy See. These sins include profaning the Eucharist, using physical force against the Pope, a priest absolving an accomplice in a sin against the Sixth Commandment, a priest who breaks the seal of confession, and recording a priest or penitent during confession or divulging the recording on social media. In a message released on Saturday as they returned to Rome, Pope Francis said missionaries of mercy offer people enduring the weight of sin the gift of God's forgiveness, calling it a source of hope. Through your service, he said, you bear witness to the paternal face of God, infinitely great in love, who calls everyone to conversion and constantly renews us with his forgiveness. Pope Francis said Jesus opens the path in every sinner's heart to walk with the Church toward reconciliation. Conversion and forgiveness are the two caresses with which the Lord wipes every tear from our eyes, he said. They are the hands with which the Church embraces us sinners, he added. They are the feet on which we walk in our earthly pilgrimage. The Pope encouraged missionaries of mercy to be attentive in listening, ready in welcoming, and steadfast in accompanying those who desire to renew their lives and return to the Lord. God's mercy, he noted, changes our hearts and can reach us in every situation, since we can always trust in God. I wholeheartedly bless your apostolate, asking Mary Immaculate to watch over you as Mother of Mercy, concluded Pope Francis, and please do not forget to pray for me. I'm Devin Watkins.
In addition, Pope Francis today sent a message to Czech pilgrims visiting Rome for the Jubilee of Hope. Let's listen to the report of Thaddeus Jones.
As he recovers from bilateral pneumonia at his Vatican residence, Pope Francis joined spiritually with several hundred pilgrims from the Czech Republic who were visiting Rome for the Jubilee of Hope. In a message released on Saturday, the Pope thanked the pilgrims for their prayers for his health, offering his regrets that he could not join them in person. Your journey, he writes, is a concrete sign of the desire to renew your faith and joyfully profess your adherence to the Lord, who always walks with us and calls us to be witnesses of his peace and love. Pope Francis invited the Czech pilgrims to look to the shining examples of faith that build up the faith in their land, including Saints Adalbert, Cyril, and Methodius. Their lives, he said, show us that those who trust in God are never abandoned, even in times of trial, such as those of persecution. He recalled that their mission seemed impossible at the time, but noted that they brought the light of the gospel with courage and patience. Their example teaches us that Christian mission is not based on visible results, but on faithfulness to God, he said. And even in our own day, he added, Christians are called to sow the gospel with love and perseverance. Entrusting our work to the Lord, said the Pope, we know that God will multiply our efforts and make them fruitful in unimaginable ways. Pope Francis concluded his message by encouraging the Czech pilgrims to never lose trust, since God is at work even when we do not see immediate effects. Let us support one another and become witnesses of peace and hope in a world that is so much in need of it, even in Europe, the Pope said. And our faith, he concluded, is not just for us, it's a gift to be shared with joy. I'm Thaddeus Jones.
Staying with Europe, EU bishops have made a strong plea for unity and for the European Union to uphold its founding principles of democracy and the rule of law in Europe and abroad. The call came as the Commission of the Bishops' Conferences of the European Union, or COMECE, concluded on Friday its three-day spring plenary assembly focused on the role Europe has in the current international context and its future. Lisa Zingarini reports.
In the final statement of COMECE, entitled Look into Europe with Hope, the European bishops expressed their deep concerns about the growing fragmentation of international relations fueled by nationalism, isolationism, and the decline of multilateral cooperation. These developments, they argue, have fostered ruthless competition and conflicts often violating international law, as exemplified most tragically by the ongoing war in Ukraine. Amidst this turmoil, the bishops urged the European Union to take decisive leadership in fostering unity, trust, and integration, both within Europe and the global stage. One of the key issues addressed in the statement is European defence, which has become a crucial topic in the debate on the future of the European Union following the Russian full-scale invasion of Ukraine and now President Trump's sharp turn away from Europe. While acknowledging the necessity of protecting European citizens, the COMECE highlights that the EU's foundation was built on peace and warns that unchecked militarization risks fueling an arms race also at the cost of crucial social, humanitarian and environmental efforts. Instead, the bishops advocate for effective diplomatic mechanisms to prevent further conflict and ensure that Europe's original mission as a project of peace remains intact. Similarly, COMECE recognizes the urgency of strengthening the European Union's economic position, but insists that such measures should not come at the cost of the Union's historical commitment to solidarity. Europe, they argue, must continue to support the most vulnerable by standing in solidarity with impoverished regions, refugees, and those suffering from injustice. I am Lisa Zingarini.
And that brings us to the end of this edition of Vatican and World News. For more on these and other stories, please visit our web portal at www.vaticannews.va and also our social platforms. Many thanks go to Bruno Arti in the studio. In the Vatican, I'm Deborah Castellano-Lubov.